First Baptist Church of Athens offers daily devotions for the Lenten journey. This is Holy Week, the final week of Lent as we journey toward the cross. The devotions for this week are focused on scripture texts related to the events in Jesus' final week. We offer these reflections to guide you as you continue your journey in Lent, moving closer to the cross. The devotion today for day 39 of our Lenten journey is based on John 19, verses 16 through 30, the crucifixion of Jesus, and is given by Matt Marston. Let the music prepare you for the reading and hearing of Scripture.
Then Pilate handed Jesus over to them to be crucified. So they took Jesus, and carrying the cross by himself, he went out to what is called the place of the skull, which in Hebrew is called Golgotha. There they crucified him, and with him two others, one on either side, with Jesus between them. Pilate also had an inscription written and put on the cross. It read, "Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews." Many of the Jews read this inscription because the place where Jesus was crucified was near the city, and it was written in Hebrew, in Latin, and in Greek. Then the chief priest of the Jews said to Pilate, "Do not write, 'The King of the Jews,' but, 'This man said, I am the King of the Jews.'" Pilate answered, "What I have written, I have written." When the soldiers had crucified Jesus, they took his clothes and divided them into four parts, one for each soldier. They also took his tunic. Now the tunic was seamless, woven in one piece from the top. So they said to one another, "Let us not tear it, but cast lots for it to see who will get it." This was to fulfill what the scripture says, "They divided my clothes among themselves, and for my clothing they cast lots." And that is what the soldiers did. Meanwhile, standing near the cross of Jesus were his mother and his mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus saw his mother and the disciple whom he loved standing beside her, he said to his mother, "Woman, here is your son." Then he said to the disciple, "Here is your mother." And from that hour, the disciple took her into his own home. After this, when Jesus knew that all was now finished, he said, in order to fulfill the scripture, "I am thirsty." A jar full of sour wine was standing there, so they put a sponge full of the wine on a branch of hyssop and held it to his mouth. When Jesus had received the wine, he said, "It is finished." Then he bowed his head and gave up his spirit.
In John 19, Jesus says from the cross, "I thirst," and "It is finished." Each of the four Gospels presents the crucifixion story differently, and there are different last words that Jesus speaks from the cross. In Matthew and Mark, he says, my God, why have you forsaken me?" quoting Psalm 22. In Luke, he says something different. He says, "Father, forgive them. They know not what they do." But here in John, we have two words, two phrases, "I thirst," and "It is finished." both words of depletion and completion. We can imagine the physical agony of crucifixion and what that might mean, what that might feel like. When I read these words, I am thinking about something in my life much less important than a crucifixion, a marathon. Jesus' crucifixion was, of course, a mission for others. My marathons have been for me and my ego. Nevertheless, there in the 26 miles, each time I ran them, I felt thirsty and longing for the end to come. I felt totally given out. In one marathon, which I ran very slowly in Jackson, Mississippi, I got to the mile 25 water station, and I was almost in tears. A kind woman filled up my water bottle, and I began to drink, and I realized there is no amount of water that I could drink to quench this thirst. I was longing for the end. I was completely depleted. Jesus, undergoing the agony of being up all night, being tried, being deprived, bleeding from his wounds, is certainly depleted. And so he says, I thirst. In John 19:28, the gospel writer says, to fulfill the scripture, Jesus says, I thirst. And if you read commentaries on this verse, they will say, Jesus spoke, I thirst, because he was fulfilling prophecy. But if Jesus was really thirsty and really depleted, was he thinking simply about fulfilling prophecy? I better say this so that the prophecy could be fulfilled. Or is he communicating how empty he is, how poured out he is? In the greatest commandment, Jesus says, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. I think Jesus says, I thirst, to show just how much he is given out, how much of his strength is gone, how poured out he is, like a cup that is completely poured out all of its liquid, all of its content. Jesus says, I thirst. I have given everything. I am empty. Jesus has shared all that he is with the world. And then he says, it is finished. To use Paul's language, I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. Jesus shows us what faithfulness to God looks like and also what God's faithfulness looks like. In Jesus, we see that God is a God not who takes and demands, but a God who gives of God's own very self in love to the world. Jesus says, I thirst, because he gave all that he had out of love. And in doing so, becoming thirsty, finishing his race, standing empty, he shows us the fullness of God's love that we might share with others. Maybe not to the point of complete emptiness, but giving more than we thought, trusting God to fill us back up, to even raise us from the dead.